Later today, the online auction site eBay concludes auction number 317-225-2221. And what is it that the lucky bidder wins? Well, an imaginary girlfriend. For a fee, Amanda will pretend to be your girlfriend. You will never meet face to face. Nothing sexual goes on. There's no exchange of racy pictures or chats or anything like that. Here is the audio ad that Amanda posted on eBay. This was recorded on her home computer.
Hello, my name is Amanda. I am 22 years old from Canada, Nova Scotia. My auction includes phone chats and also emails and MSN chats.
Day-to-Day is intrigued. Madeline Brand spoke with Amanda about her auction.
How did you decide to do this?
Actually, a friend of mine from Rhode Island, Gary, he told me about it in Reader's Digest. And from there, it was like in the five weirdest things ever sold on eBay. And one of them, I think, was like left work boot, left foot only, like 5-inch Triscuit, and then the imaginary girlfriend and a couple of others.
And this isn't a kinky sex thing, is it?
No, not at all.
So tell us about the kinds of conversations you have with your current bidder. Winner.
My current winner?
What do you call him, by the way? Do you call him your boyfriend?
No, the first call, we were joking around. See, I'm not sure how serious he's taking it either. His nickname for me is, like, a bunny, and my nickname for him is Sweeties. And then we just talk about anything. Like, we don't even really, I don't know if we actually talk like a girlfriend and boyfriend, but just friends.
Do you think this could blossom into something else?
No, I don't really want to date people that I don't know in real life because that's just too risky. I have enough men to deal with here.
Wow. Do you feel a little awkward, a little weird pretending to be someone's girlfriend and being so intimate with someone you don't even know?
Extremely. It's really hard. The first call with him was very, like, somewhat stressful until we just started talking. So, but when I first called, I was like, well, what do? I call this guy Sweetie right off, or do I say, hi, honey, how was your day at work? Or, you know, I wasn't quite sure what to say.
This is going to end, right?
It ends in a month. Then after that, I don't know what's going to happen. We might still talk on through email, but on the phone, I think I'll probably stop that.
Well, are you afraid when you end it that you may hurt his feelings?
I mean, no, I'll still be friends with him. I'm not gonna say, well, okay, I hate you, don't talk to me. I'll still probably email back and forth. Why not? I mean,
but you said you wouldn't take his phone calls anymore.
Well, no, because those are too personal. It's just, for the reason being, is it's my personal time and just not, I mean, I could be out making money. That's why I'm doing this, for money. If he wants to talk to me on the phone, then sure, but you have to pay.
Amanda is auctioning herself off as an imaginary girlfriend on eBay. The bidding ends tonight at 6:30 Pacific time. Thanks a lot, Amanda.
Okay, thank you.
And good luck.
Thanks.
That interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brand.